yate are da ino tsangi di khoda ba hasne do lele ge ya asale na tin kha yo kha so ne sa yi a le newcom da ol tra da ad e ya na kha sa to le ado na bis kane na dina ke go yo kha go e ya crown point de e shi ad hota hota al tra da ad kha na ho a ako go ba ya ti do lele ge e di kona spansi between eben on ni sto a kui na li ha pe na ge do le A quay in that card of gaydest e do by ya tea. Ado in that deed, the nan linigi bekaya. Bahatahas, so he gave a lean that craigi a bit han net beneath ye. A bit in the wheel now, a kunzahon holjish. Not deen yahata, a ya, deed a quado, totrado, ado, not anitan linigi. Ado in the anhith, the nan tugahout zander. Not only than Lenigi, I hid the hasnado, queen also, busy car that ye lago, that he'd sod. A go ebin natch eyaha, need old trat or lil. Da no eyaha qui, di quitlanda at legi, dasil a, when he trashnegi. A cock of any nanigi jo eyaha di nasi hot, as a git eh. Ado in the naski, on nisto lilgi, do had ibita in nisto lil da no. Ado di inta, legion had da gedo in the co, ajit at sin lishveda now e aje. Acho net need e ho jo ta e yan ta on ben na che do ha yu e yan nan shigi atasti aru in ta pes ta atasti ta no pitsas ke kun e ap na kha kun e ta kapita inisho e yan sa ta this case e shi ho ta e nan ani tan linigi ho ta ye ta ho only washington o ta i la pes are na kirta mil panit a Ako e dige e a feasibility study ne e altishne I gida eis e do in da e dill kidon a do in da ni chi be ni chohol ni ho e eis ni eichot a e iha be chad a dod ni l Dirig a eich a hagin na na chaach e na hwys I jo eil tro chad a dod ni l da no e iad a hal ne Ako ho di bil hilch na nilo di na gie hagin na lie eis ni kodol a hada dill net o lill a do in da lla iha chi gie do lill a do si in da e nasgo a cwi four corners area di llinigi Asian court, I had ghetto added in the equi, and had ghetto in the 80 corner spansishi. A had the ye ghetto, but not was she added that she had ghetto lick. Not in other in the because like she a had out a ya agent or lick. I don't that but not that's a peso doll nil. Should I know a good on that kai ek at that say ha nachito in the thing that's a cut in the zero nap on all day. Ako ho di de website de klinigin ghalchin shi da hodlong e shi wilbeta hausen not an hidden wilbeta hausen 4cornersfreightrail.com bi yigun e yihat o ha yu sa nana shja Ako on kha da hito kato e da hito alto arin da hito kido lil eki hap
My name is Al Henderson I am a member of the Navajo Nation and born for the Salt Clan and born by the Minnehogans people I've been working on a project here for the last year and going on about 4 months on a project that has been funded by the Federal Freight Rail Administration. And they awarded a $2 million project to do a feasibility study to San Juan County. And they have an MOU with the Navajo Nation that was signed in 2020. And the purpose of the feasibility study is to evaluate and analyze the feasibility of extending rail into the Four Corners area. And that'll probably go somewhere between, say, the routes of Highway 371 and also Highway 491. And these two have got a lot of land base and also a number of Navajo Nation chapters. And one of the key things that the feasibility is seeking to do is to inform and get the public input and involvement in guiding the feasibility for probably approval of the next stage would be the actual design and construction and probably into the construction. Stage and of course the funding from the feasibility study, that's probably about maybe I'd say 5 to 10 years out. It's not going to be immediate, but the feasibility study is going to be completed by the end of this year, likely about December, and then the report will go back to the San Juan County, and also the Navajo Nation, And this is the part where I get involved in at the HER level, being part of the project feasibility team.
And this is to explore expanding rail service specifically for freight. That would be for not only conveying supplies, but shipping out livestock and other things?
Well, it's going to be comprehensive. Yes, it is freight. It is materials. It is equipment, supplies, retail, wholesale goods going into, and possibly some export coming out of the Four Corners area. Because when we say the Four Corners area, we're looking at the extending the geographical area into Colorado and also into Utah and also Arizona. But the primarily recipient of the immediate surrounding benefits is probably going to be within the Farmington, Bloomfield, and also Shiprock area.
And how will input be taken for the feasibility study and when?
I have a colleague who's a former council delegate. His name is Tom Chi, and myself, Al Henderson. And our companies were retained under a subcontract with HDR Inc. HDR Inc. is headquarters out of Omaha, Nebraska. When the award of $2 million was given to San Juan County, they put out an RFP, request for a proposal. And a number of companies responded, and one of them was HDR. And HDR looked out for subcontractors who could actually understand and talk with the Navajo citizens. So Tom and I have been on the ground floor visiting with a number of chapters. We've chosen about 32 chapters that bound the 371 and the 491 highways. So we've done about maybe 80% of the chapters that we chose, but we're also talking to council delegates, and we're also talking to Navajo Nation Council. So they're familiar with this project, and they stand to gain the most, but we need to find out what benefits the local citizens are actually going to ask of the development partners. And we don't know who they are at this point, but we're certainly probably looking for possible bidders at the construction stage, which probably I'd say minimum of about 5 years out.
What do you feel that chapter members throughout the Four Corners region that might be affected by this, even 10 years down the road, what do you think that those listeners should know today?
Well, what they should know is, first of all, understand the complete economic impact of COVID and also the decommissioning of the fossil fuel industry. The energy companies have left the Four Corners area. They're still set to go ahead and close down a lot of fossil fuel energy. So it leaves an economic development gap. This only worsens not only the revenue base, but individual wages and salaries, and possibly the supply chain that got backed up because of COVID. And part of it has to do with transporting a number of say food items or medical items, etc. And then we're losing at the same time professionals, both in the construction as well as in the professional manpower. So how do you go ahead and replace what's being lost in the Four Corners area, and what are the new industries that are likely to come into play? So that is called the transition, the energy transition, and there's been a lot of discussion along that line. The impact automatically is trickling down to, say, the chapter level. They have very little knowledge about actually what's going on. So our job is to let them know what's happening, and then what things that they need to go ahead and be aware of, should it come to a point where the nation and the companies are asking for right-of-ways. Now, what's at stake here is the getting the permittees to allow for a right-of-way to go through a selected rail line. And so we're talking about grazing permittees, we're talking about home site, and probably to a lesser degree business site, because one of the geographical areas consideration is to make sure that it does not affect the livelihood by electing to go into a highly populated area. So they're just trying to go ahead and go as rural as they can to minimize that part of the impact. Of course, there's also the environmental impact. We're pretty certain that the EPA National is going to require EPA. So part of the team effort that's going on right now is identifying what they call pre-NEPA analysis. The pre-NEPA identifies sacred areas. It also identifies plant life and animal life and the overall condition of the soil. And this will all be probably taken a second vetting by the National NEPA people before anything happens. Now, what we've been thinking about is asking what benefits are going to be acceptable to the local population. It's very interesting, and I giggle a lot because it comes up quite often. Many of them says that is there going to be a passenger car appended to the freight line? And the answer is a freight line and passengers are two different animals. So, but nevertheless, if the question comes up, it'll become part of our feasibility report. The second part of it is that what do we get out of it in revenue? Now, that's a very contentious area because what they have experienced in the past from where we're operating from, listening to the population, they have been very concerned about the right-of-ways where promises were made. For example, the TG&E High Park line that comes off of the Four Corners area that goes right through the reservation from there into the southwest going through Navajo, just right outside of Gallup, and passing just to the east of Tohatchee. That's sort of the line that they have. They're going through another 25-year lease renewal request for their right-of-way. And that particular line, as I understand it, was granted by what they call eminent domain. So the exercise of inner domain is not a welcome way for the national government to say that, sorry, we've listened to you, but this is in the best interest of the whole Navajo Nation, the people. So it's left a sour taste. So we're up against some challenges to explain this particular project correctly so that they feel like they're actually have been informed. Informed citizen is what my co-worker, Tom Chi, is emphasizing to the community. So we want to make sure that everybody knows the pluses and the minuses. And the benefit is what kind of spin-offs businesses are likely to come from the railroad? Well, you have not only the right-of-way work, but the biggest work is the actual construction of the rail line, which might take a few years, a year, maybe 2 or 3 years, and then the actual operational. And all of that information is going to be reduced into writing in the feasibility study. So that part of it is going on. So we'll know how many people are going to be required at different phases of the project development. The last part of it is actual money. Is it going to be profitable? And what the industry people are saying, transportation industry is saying, is that it will be profitable, but we just need to know how big it is. So the wage is going to come to some workers. The local chapters, they've always benefited from some of these projects by setting aside scholarships as well as some community funds. So the biggest problem is going to be with the allottees. And so one of the rail lines might go as far east as probably past Pruitt, right around the San Mateo mine and the Star Lake rail that is there. And then, of course, the one that is on the western side of the geographic line defined by 491 is probably going to be right around the to the west of Gamerco and tying into the transloading project that is underway that Gallup is working on. So you have two different two different options, and then there's possibly three more within those boundaries that are under consideration at this point. So those are just a quick insight on what we have come across.
I have a couple of questions which you may or may not have answers for. One, you mentioned NEPA. Might you happen to know what that stands for or what that means?
The National Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just going to go ahead and do the quick flyover type with the pre-NEPA so that the Department of Transportation, FRA, the Federal Rail Administration, has an idea what they're looking at ground zero with all these possible, what they call the rail alignment. And we're looking at probably making a decision and recommendation to San Juan County and the Navajo Nation on the first option and possibly the second option as the most feasible.
And the other question I have is, if anyone listening would like to explore this further, is there a telephone number they can call or a website or social media they can explore?
Yes, the best way to get more information and also post their questions. And we've had this particular website up for quite some time. And the address is the number 4, all lowercase corners, freightrail.com.
So the number 4 corners, actually, no, the number 4 corners, freightrail.com.
Yes.
Okay. We can also share that on our website.
Yes. What I might add is when you go in there, you'll see some slides that explains the history and the activities that are supposed to be incumbent upon the feasibility study. And then on the side, you'll see a bubble. That little bubble follows each slide. And if you click on that bubble, that's where you can post your questions.
Is there anything else, Al, that listeners should know at this point?
Yes. We've been working on public involvement meetings. We've already had two of them. One of them was in Shiprock, and another was in Farmington. And on June the 21st, we will have the third public involvement meeting, which will be held at the Newcomb High School. And that'll go from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 p.m. And then the next day, on June the 22nd, it'll be held at the Navajo Technical University Wellness Center in Crown Point, New Mexico. And there, we'll go ahead and start at 4 and conclude at 7 p.m. as well. And we want as many people to come and share with us not only the good things, but also the bad things, so that we want to float everything to the surface and not catch this information gathering at the last minute. So these are good opportunities where we can go ahead and have an open dialogue with the public.
And will those meetings on June, in June, will those be posted on Four Corners FreightRail.com?
Yes, and then we will go ahead and have it in the news in the newspaper, and the announcement should be coming out before too long. And then we will also have a flyer that we're going to be probably sending out to all the chapters and the Navajo Nation government, and then of course we'll send it to the local radio stations as well.
I've been speaking with Al Henderson of San Juan County HCR. Al, is there anything else you might like to share?
No, except maybe an advisory. We are in a different economic time. Changes are happening all over. We're still recovering from the COVID impact. I know the nation is doing whatever they can to go ahead and replenish their revenue, trying to get people jobs that they can qualify for. And we from the Dene Chamber of Commerce, who I serve as the interim CEO are reaching out to not only the Navajo Nation, but also the Navajo small business community to be ready for potential jobs that might be coming our way, given the good decisions that our local politicians will be making.
The Navajo Nation and San Juan County are teaming up with the Federal Railroad Administration to evaluate and identify potential railroad routes and facilities along highways US 491 and New Mexico 371, along with projected potential for economic growth, decreased shipping costs, any environmental benefits, and any resulting tax revenues that could directly benefit area school systems and other social services. Public information meetings will be held from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Wednesday, June 21st at Newcomb High School in Newcomb, New Mexico, and on Thursday, June 22nd at Navajo Technical University in Crown Point, New Mexico. Full details are available at fourcornersfreightrail.com, and the full press release is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page under Four Corners Happenings.